A little bit rainy on the Coffs Coast. This is Triple M. Tops around 23 degrees today and high chance of showers for the next couple of days as well. We're sitting on 18 at the moment. Gurmesh Singh is the member for Coffs Harbour and he's on the phone right now. Gurmesh, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
Mate, I want to have a chat to you about a few things. Obviously, we've got coronavirus at the moment, in case you've been living under a rock. People, they just need to calm down a lot.
Yeah, or living under a pile of toilet paper, as it seems.
Oh.
People need to calm down and they just need to realise toilet paper's made here in Australia. It's not going to run out. You know, we're pretty self-sufficient in here in Australia. We've got mostly our own grown food and a lot of these essential things like toilet paper are still made here. So, yeah, people just need to take a chill pill.
I wonder after all the hysteria is over, though, Gurmesh, whether maybe there'll be a lot of sales on toilet paper for them to be able to move it still because people won't be buying it for a while.
I'd say there are people who have bought a year's supply and won't know what to do with it.
Well, I can think of a few things. There's been a lot of talk at the moment around nuclear. It's something that you've come out to support, I guess, a conversation around this.
Yeah, and that's all we've said is that we need to have a conversation about it. And I'm glad that people are having a conversation about it. No one's called for any action. It's just a conversation to see whether it could become part of our energy mix in the next 30 years as we try and get to net zero emissions. Because, as we know, nuclear is one of the technologies that has no CO2 emissions.
Now, just to explain this a little bit more, because automatically people's heads go to, you know, The Simpsons and to big power plants and stuff like that.
Yeah, so big power plants don't work in Australia. Big nuclear power plants couldn't work in Australia because they are too expensive. And there is no doubt about that. They are not coming to a town or city anytime soon near us. So I hope that puts people's minds at ease that we are not getting a nuclear power plant in Coffs Harbour. But as the technology evolves, as it changes and as the science really progresses, in the next 20 or 30 years, we might see a different type of nuclear technology that doesn't rely on water, that can be placed inland, that can be cooled by sand. There's so many different options that, you know, shouldn't be taken off the table because of some, you know, old law that's based on, you know, 70-year-old technology.
So would we have plants or how would it work then?
So previously, one of the reasons that people are saying, well, Coffs is going to get one and all this stuff is that they needed to be built near water and near the coasts.
Mm-hmm.
So that is no longer the case with the technology that will be coming up in the next, you know, 10 to 15 years. Basically, what we're saying is that let's have the conversation to see whether there is a public appetite or whether it's economically feasible to get those kind of power plants.
What's the support been around this, though?
It's been fairly mixed. There are obviously people who have very, very strongly held views on this in the negative, and that's based on things like Chernobyl and Fukushima. And look, people are rightly afraid of that technology, but that technology is, I think Chernobyl was 50-year-old technology and Fukushima was 70-year-old technology. Most people don't even have a phone that's more than 2 years old, but yet we're relying on 50 and 70-year-old technology to have this discussion, it doesn't quite make sense. And I think what's more disappointing is the same people who tell us to trust the science and other things don't want to trust the science on this.
Because, I mean, we've got this kind of technology already at some point, don't we, mate?
So there's nuclear facilities all over the country, but people don't know that or don't realise that they're nuclear facilities, and that's nuclear medicine. I believe there's a few facilities in Coffs Harbour, in Port Macquarie, in Grafton. So nuclear technology is here with us. Those nuclear medicines rely on the Lucas Heights reactor in Sydney to manufacture their isotopes that go into them. When people go in for an MRI and an X-ray and those sorts of things, that's what they rely on. It's nuclear technology, and that's, I guess, it's a desensitive, it's a safer technology, and people have gone to trust it. Well, you know, the same thing could happen with energy technology as well. I've got a completely open mind about it. Whether people have the conversation and say no, I think that's fine. But we should at least have the conversation based on tomorrow's technology.
Have you had much sort of feedback from locals, Gurmesh?
Yeah, look, a lot of locals are saying that they wouldn't like to see it here, but they'd like to see it elsewhere, which is understandable. And there are other parts in the state that are better connected to the high voltage power grids that would be far more suitable to a power station than what we are here in Coffs Harbour. On the coastal area here, for starters, we've run out of industrial land anyway, but there just isn't an appetite here on the coast for this kind of thing. And even a solar farm was rejected by the community here on the Coffs Coast. So I would think that a nuclear plant would have nearly zero chance of getting up here based on community support. But that's not to say people don't support the technology and are open to having the conversation. A lot of people have said, look, you know, thank you for opening that door, and let's have the conversation. In the future, our energy mix will need to be a mix. You know, these days, you can buy a solar system off the shelf and have it installed, and that can mean that your house is basically self-sufficient from the energy grid. And you can do that within, you know, $10,000 to $20,000 will get you off the grid. But what we don't yet have solutions for is for industries, for apartment blocks, for medical, for, you know, for the bigger, higher energy uses.
All right. Well, we'll see where the conversation goes with you, Gurmesh. You have a great day, mate.
Thank you. And stay safe. Keep washing your hands. Cough into your elbows. All those precautionary measures.
I can't even. I was going to say I can't even reach my elbow, but I can. Hey, Gurmesh, have a good one, mate. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Mossy.
Gurmesh Singh, the state member for Coffs Harbour. This is Triple M.